This is Free Talk Live, hour number three of the Friday night special co-host only edition. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Sweet Sally.
And Sweet Sally.
From Chicago.
Sweet Sally from Chicago. You may have seen her website. 1-800-259. What was that?
Sorry, it was okay. Sally.
Some talk over.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. You can also check out our website at freetalklive.com. And check out the archives section. That's where we have the last 6 days of the show archived, available for download, fully described. You just go there, pick the one you want, and listen in completely free for you at freetalklive.com. Now, we've had somebody who's been holding, so we're going to go to the phones here. We're going to go to Nick in Florida. Nick, you are on Free Talk Live with Torgo, Johnson, and Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, how you doing, Nick?
Pretty good. I'm sorry, I don't really know what you guys have been talking about tonight because I listen on my iPod, so I'm always about a week behind.
Well, you know, the show actually comes out every day, right?
Yes.
Okay, just
but
making
sure. I don't really have the time to listen to a two-hour show every day, honestly.
Oh, man. Yeah, well,
and it would be even worse if you had to listen all 3 hours.
Well, in podcast
exactly.
form, the show is about 2 hours.
Oh, yes, that's
so
true.
That's fine. So what's up, Nick?
I'd actually like to talk about responsible marijuana and drug users in general because
yes.
I have a bachelor's degree in business and I work for a large corporation. I lead a normal life, but I enjoy smoking marijuana and I enjoy other things at times as well.
Now, how frequently would you say you smoke marijuana?
Every day.
Every day? Without fail?
Every day.
Once, twice?
Well, now that I'm out of college, quite honestly, it's probably about a bowl and a half on the weekdays and a little bit more on the weekends.
No, wait, when you say you work for a large corporation, you're not talking about, like, being a stock boy at Walmart, right? I mean...
No.
Okay.
Okay, it's like, I have a degree in business administration, I work for a large corporation. Oh, really? What do you do? I sweep up at Bank of America.
Now, what times of the day do you smoke the weed?
I smoke after work. I do not go to work. Intoxicated.
And that's perfectly responsible.
Exactly.
Right, because...
And just the other weekend, I decided I wanted to do some psychedelics. I did it over a three-day weekend.
Well, that's ludicrous. We're not going there.
Now,
what?
No, I'm kidding.
Now, this shows, Nick, that you are a responsible drug user. It hasn't affected your life negatively. You're able to hold a job. You're not losing your house. You don't have to break into other people's homes to get things to... pawn to get more money to feed your habit. You know what your limits are and you know what you're doing, right?
Exactly. And the only thing I fear is that I'll be arrested for some ludicrous law.
Nah, well, you won't get arrested.
That's because regardless of all of those things, what you're doing is wrong and evil and bad, and it's corrupting our children and our
exactly.
society, and it's funding terrorism.
Now here's a question. If you say you went on a plane trip somewhere and you're... you crashed on a desert island and you didn't have access to your drugs. Do you feel like you'd lose your mind because you weren't
no,
able to get it?
No, the only thing that would drive me crazy is that I wouldn't be able to get my cigarettes.
So you
more addictive.
You have a stronger psychological and physiological addiction to tobacco than you do to marijuana or any
tobacco.
Other drug.
Tobacco!
Exactly.
See, it's just another example of how marijuana and other drugs are being demonized in our culture for no good reason.
Yeah, where does that come from? Why do people... Because, you know what, I was against marijuana a couple years ago, and then I started smoking it.
My theory is that...
And let me tell you, it's only made my life better.
My theory is this, is that it comes from the government because the only way to create a market for marijuana is by keeping it illegal. See, if it were legal... anyone can grow marijuana anywhere in this country. Just throw some seeds in your backyard. You've got marijuana plants growing. It's
this
not
very true.
It's not a huge deal. And so the only way to keep it, keep a market for it and keep it a commodity is by keeping it illegal. Because if it were legal, it would be everywhere. And it would be very, very easy to get and easy for people to make and sell. And its price would be very, very low. Now, if it's illegal and it's harder to get and people can't grow it, it creates a push against it, and it makes it more rare, and it makes it actually have some value. And without
exactly.
it having that value, and that's why they keep tobacco legal and they keep marijuana illegal because tobacco already has a market as it's legal, and they can tax it and do whatever with it. If marijuana were legal,
but with tobacco, if it was illegal, people would quit. For the most part, there might be some people that like their cigars every now and then, but cigarettes, you get nothing from them.
I don't know that I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah,
I'm
not
going to
agree with that either.
I'm having a cigarette right now, and I'm telling you, if they made them illegal, I'd want them even more.
For a little while.
No, forever.
Well, no, because it's the same thing with alcohol. They made alcohol illegal, and that did not do away with the market for alcohol. Prohibition, there were still...
But you get something from alcohol.
Now,
you
here, let me
get
ask...
intoxicated.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. If your cigarettes were made illegal by the government, right?
Yeah.
And you had to get your cigarettes from criminals, would you have any problem taking cigarettes from people who you know had killed cops?
Yes, of course I would.
Really?
Yeah, but, like... I've never met any weed dealer that kills cops, and...
it's happened.
Well, I know, but I don't buy my weed from those kinds of people. I mean, I get it from, like, these nice little kids. No, seriously,
you only buy your
to,
weed at elementary school.
I go down to the high school.
Hey,
I go down to the high school.
The cheapest.
Yeah, and they think I'm really cool because I'm older than them.
You can trade
exactly.
some Jolly Ranchers.
I come down in my my Trans Am with my leather jacket.
Blaring your Van Halen.
100 friends.
All right. Right.
And I would also like to say that I've been a libertarian for quite a while. I actually voted for Harry Brown the first time I was legal age to vote.
Excellent.
That's great. Well,
and I was wondering, do you guys have any, does the Free State Project or anything like that have any connections with the American Cannabis Society or the Cannabis Action Network?
There may be members of those groups who are also members of the Free State Project, but as far as an official affiliation, no. The Free State Project, from everything that I've seen and from what I've read on their websites, is a completely standalone organization. They're not even though a majority of the people who are members of the Free State Project are liberty-minded or even members of the Libertarian Party, the Free State Project doesn't even have an official affiliation with the Libertarian Party. So.
Okay. Because I was also wondering, I'm going to a hemp festival in November in Melbourne.
Okay.
That's run by somebody that's very politically active, and so I was wondering if they had any affiliation in particular.
Well, what I recommend doing is going to freestateproject.org and taking a look at their message board. You can ask anybody who's there. Thanks a lot for the call, Nick. We appreciate hearing from you. So, and that's the same for anybody who wants more information on the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, message boards, email contacts. You can find out anything you need to from there. So, are we done with this addiction thing? Because, I mean, even now people are trying to... You know, Nick's call even makes me think about the whole addiction issue because people are trying to bring people into all of these addiction centers for marijuana addiction. And
yeah.
I don't know of anybody who just uses marijuana and has completely destroyed their life without having other problems as well that are completely unrelated to the drug. But, again, that's a symptom. People are trying to treat symptoms, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean... As far as that, and he brought up the tobacco being illegal as well, and I think that, you know, first of all, people are going to just try harder to get it, and again, the reason why I was saying that about the market being created if marijuana is illegal, and the reason why tobacco is still legal, is because tobacco is, first of all, it's way more addictive. Second of all, they can tax it, and it's not as easy to grow here in the country. If they made marijuana illegal, taxing it would do on marijuana is make people grow it on their own.
Right, absolutely.
Because marijuana, they can grow on their own. So
true.
Taxing it would just get rid of the market for it, for the government anyway.
And
so that's why tobacco's legal and marijuana isn't.
Well, they could go the route that they do with liquor and make it legal and tax it, and then make it illegal to brew your own, you know, make it illegal to grow your own marijuana. That ought to solve the problem.
Right.
Oh, God.
A little bit easier to grow marijuana in your backyard than it is to set up a still.
It certainly is. Anyway,
I've got
we'll
one
take
of my
your
best,
call.
Though.
What's that?
He's
got
one of his
best
of.
Oh, well, me too. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your call about anything. Feel free to call and change the topic. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can call and talk about anything that's on your mind, whether it's personal or political. We will take your call and just babble at you for a little while. Why not? We've got Mike D. sitting in with us from Red Bar Radio.
So. Hi, everybody!
Hi, Mike. So he has a website, redbarradio.com. But more importantly, we have a website at freetalklive.com. And if you go there...
Wait, what? Why is that more important? It's equally as important.
Not on this show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, you go to freetalklive.com and take a look at the wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. There's well over 600 articles there, all of them created by listeners to this show. Anyone who goes to the wiki can edit it. You can add your own article. You can check out some information about the hosts, maybe add some memorable quotes to the page. That's my personal favorite thing about the wiki is the quotes on all of the hosts' pages. Because It just reminds me of all the times that I've been funny. I only have 4 quotes.
What are your quotes?
I don't remember.
I know what mine are.
Oh, do you?
One of my quotes is, I have AIDS. I don't know why they would put that on there.
It's because of your little come vote for me promo.
Ah.
Where at the end, you're like, come vote for me. I have AIDS. Ah, man. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Pork Fest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
I wonder what the food's going to be like there.
I have no idea.
Because when you say Pork Fest, it sounds like it'd be some sort of barbecue festival.
It certainly does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why I'm so hungry.
All right, well, until somebody calls in with something that may be on their mind, we've got some stuff to talk about here. And in this case, I've got a story about a federal judge who wasn't quite doing her job. A Manhattan federal court judge was caught by a witness who was testifying on the stand playing solitaire on her computer during his testimony.
Oof.
Judge Shira Scheindlin was caught by a radio host who I'm not familiar with, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but was caught during the case of John Gotti Jr.
Yep. No way.
At John Gotti Jr.'s trial, one of the people who was testifying against Gotti was sitting up there giving his testimony, and he looked over and he saw the judge playing solitaire on her computer on 2 different occasions.
Wow. See, I made a joke about Bloomberg earlier, and the reason I got to just bring that up again. The reason why I said that is because Bloomberg fired aide, like an employee, for playing secretary on the, or for playing
for playing secretary
for playing secretary.
What kind of game is that?
Yeah.
Hey, want to play secretary?
He fired his secretary / aide for playing solitaire on the job.
Yeah, it's actually here in the article. It says the person who caught the judge made a parallel of Michael Bloomberg as well.
Oh, really?
Yep. Should a federal judge be playing video solitaire when an employee of the New York City government gets fired for playing video solitaire? You know, if it's not okay at the city level, how is it okay at the federal level?
I think everybody who's caught playing solitaire, whether they're playing at the appropriate times or not, should be reprimanded, because solitaire is whack, yo.
Listen, I was going to say, I think they should be reprimanded depending on their score and
time. It pisses me off so much whenever I see someone playing solitaire, because you know what that says to everybody? It says, I give up. It says, I am interested in this stupid, silly card game playing with myself than anything that's going on in life right now. And I hate those people.
Right, exactly. I would rather be doing the most mind-numbing activity on the planet instead of listening to you. That's what that says.
Yeah.
I guess that's why a lot of people play solitaire when they're around me. That's why I get so upset about it. But seriously, it's a horrible game. Like, I've never been entertained by that game, and I still don't know how to play. But that's
well, there you go. I can see why that wouldn't be very entertaining if you're just staring at cards moving around.
Solitaire.
Do you not know how to play it on a computer, or can you play it with
No, I know how to play it. I was just trying to be funny. But it's a horrible game.
Like, see, I don't know. It's worth it to me, because when you win, the cards all bounce off the top of the screen.
Only if you're playing that one particular version written by that big company.
Yeah, if you're playing the one that comes with most PCs.
Yeah.
Then,
most Windows PCs, because actually most other versions of Solitaire don't have the bounty cards.
I used to work in an office where everyone had cubicles, and I'd see people playing Solitaire for like hours at work, and it's like, really? That's all? You have internet connections. That's all you could be doing? I mean,
I know. It's amazing to me. I used to have to teach computer classes, and I actually finally found a use for Solitaire. Because one of the things that I had to do, the place where I was a teacher, we had this free half-day intro to computers class that we would use to bring people in the door and then sell them additional packages for training. And it was basic intro to PC. These people didn't know what a mouse was or how to use it or anything
Jeez.
Like that.
Wow.
I had one lady come in who thought the mouse was a foot pedal. I had
well, it's a foot pedal, and you press the foot pedal to open the coffee holder tray.
I had another person come in who thought, I said, okay, now move the mouse to move the pointer on your screen. So she picked the mouse up off the mouse pad and started moving it around in the air, expecting the pointer on the screen to move, and I had to go over and I had to teach her how to use it. So I finally just got to the point where I'm like, okay, everybody, use your mouse to go click on this icon, and then I just had them all play solitaire for 20 minutes while I walked out of the room so I didn't have to deal with them.
Pour some SpaghettiOs on them.
It kept me from throwing things at their heads. That was far and away one of the worst jobs I ever had. I enjoyed the teaching. I liked teaching computer classes. That intro class, so it was all these people who had no interest in learning about their computers, but their kids, you know, it was like old ladies and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my son bought me a computer for Christmas.
I'm 64.
Exactly. And it was just, I'm not saying I have a problem with old ladies, by the way. I'm sorry. I don't want
be
that
afraid. What are they going to do?
I don't know. If enough old ladies got together and came after me, I think I would have good reason to be afraid. First of all, I'm not very swift. You know, I can't really run very far.
You don't think you could beat old ladies with a hockey stick? If they were coming at you and you just had a hockey stick and you were swinging it, you don't think you'd win?
Do most teachers bring hockey sticks to class to teach computer classes?
No. Yeah. I don't know. Throw all a right. Can of, what do you eat during class? SpaghettiOs?
What is your fascination with SpaghettiOs?
Well, because I can imagine Torgo teaching a computer class with a can of SpaghettiOs, just eating it out of the can while he's doing his class.
SpaghettiOs are not a ConAgra food. We're not allowed to talk about them.
Okay. Just cold SpaghettiOs, eating them right out of the can with a plastic spoon, and be like,
yeah, yeah.
So, you removed your mouth there.
Yeah. With the can lid kind of just creased over the side.
Exactly. It's like...
You're doing a good job, right?
And then when I get down to the bottom of the can, I'm just tilting it up over my mouth and scraping the last few SpaghettiOs in.
That fake sauce, you can see like all the particles of fakeness in it. There's like these little shiny molecules inside the sauce that you just, it just proves that they're fake.
That's actually the name of the third ingredient on the list.
Molecules?
Just fake.
Shiny molecules. Little dots. I know it's just seasoning, but...
But it's fake seasoning, whatever it is. You know, I actually haven't eaten SpaghettiOs in probably 20 years.
I like the ones with the meatballs, because you could suck on the...
I don't know about that.
I wasn't
trying
to make a joke.
You were really emphatic about that, John.
I was emphatic about the meatballs, and then he went on to like talk about them in a way that I just didn't want to go with them.
I'm glad we were able to find something you can be passionate about. And if you're passionate about
I don't like SpaghettiOs. They're only okay if they have meat in with them. Then they're all right.
Well, there you go. 1-800-259-9231. We'll take your call. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
SpaghettiOs!
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is still Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scotty Farrell. Shake it up. Check it out.
We have had the best array of guests.
Yes. And they don't talk after that intro. They're just watching.
They walk in and walk away.
We actually had them all record their names, and we were trying to fool you.
What was that?
Oh, sorry. I'm eating the Cheez-It. I didn't know that was getting picked up.
Yeah, well, that's what happens
here, sir.
That's what happens when you turn on a microphone. It picks up the sound in the room.
You're smart.
I am. Let's go to our website. Yeah, I'm smart. You can go to our website at freetalklive.com.
How?
Yeah, exactly.
You know who we need as a sponsor? Focus Factor. For both of our shows.
Oh, man. Go to freetalklive.com. And if you want to know what's going on with the show, but you don't feel like coming back to the site and checking it out every day, well, first of all, shame on you. But we went ahead and catered to you folks anyway with the updates list. Just go and put in your email address. It only takes about 10 seconds. And you'll be one of the first to know when there's something new, whether it's going to get posted on the site or not. We release all kinds of information to folks on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, Johnson has an article about living forever.
You want to talk about that?
I would like to talk about living forever.
All right, we'll go.
Because it's something I want to do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. How about you, Mike?
Ew.
Really?
You don't want to live forever, Mike?
No, God, no. Unless you could stay. Like, this is what I don't understand. Like, how do you choose what age and what look you want to stay at? I wouldn't want to live forever if I was a corpse-looking thing.
I want to be 41 for the rest of my life.
Really?
41? Why 41?
I wouldn't want to be as young as I am now.
Really?
Yeah. I would like to be at an age where people who saw me would think that I was old enough to have some sort of knowledge about life. I think early 40s would be an age where you can expect a certain level of social respect from every age group.
Well, what in vampire movies, they're always living forever, and what age do they usually look like in vampire movies?
Right before 30.
Yeah.
There you go. So. I think that's a good age.
Yep. I would not mind freezing my age forever.
I'm going to be a great man when I'm 30.
Now, what is the article all about? Has immortality been discovered?
Yes,
I am completely skipping that.
It talks a little bit about the social burden of what's going to happen as we head towards immortality.
Well, now, I know that the average lifespan is increasing, but right now it's still in the 70s. I mean, we're not, like, rushing head first towards immortality like
it's
next
like
summer.
Actually, hey, if you want to talk about global warming, we got to have the immortality discussion as well. It's the same pace.
Actually, that's not necessarily true, according to what a lot of scientists are saying.
Scientists
now
don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
All right, all so,
but Mike D does.
What is being said, right, Johnson?
It says, basically, Adam and Eve lost it, alchemists tried to brew it, and if you believe the legends, Spanish conquistador Juan Ponce de Leon was searching for it when he discovered Florida.
Conquistador.
To live forever while preserving health and retaining the semblance of vigor of youth is one of humanity's oldest and most elusive goals. Now, after countless false starts and disappointments, some scientists say we could finally be close to achieving lifetimes that are, if not endless, at least several decades longer. This modern miracle, they say, will come not from drinking revitalizing waters or from transmuted substances,
but from a scientific understanding of how aging affects our bodies at the cellular and molecular levels. Whether through genetic tinkering or technology that mimics the effects of caloric restriction, strategies have been successfully extending our lives, have been extending the lives of flies, worms, and mice. A growing number of scientists thinks that humans could one day routinely live to 140 years of age or more. Extreme optimists such as Aubrey de Grey think that the maximum human lifespan could be extended indefinitely, but such visions of immortality are discussed by most science as little more than science fiction.
I don't know if... Now, while I say I want to live forever, I don't know that that's necessarily something that I would want other people to be able to do. So, you know, when it comes to the social things, I don't think that technology should be available to everyone. I know there's not going to be any real way, and I've said this before, I know there's not going to be any real way to make it okay for this person to have it and not okay for that person to have it, but there are a lot of people that I don't think should be unaging.
Like who?
You.
Okay.
A lot of celebrities. Which celebrities, I mean, this could be a game, which celebrities do you think should not be immortal? I mean... You find out... Yeah,
Carl Malone. I hate that guy.
Why?
I don't think Carl Malone is actually a human being.
He's not. He's made out of metal underneath.
Continuing. While scientists go back and forth on the feasibility of slowing, halting, or even reversing the aging process, ethicists and policymakers have been quietly engaged in a separate debate about whether it is actually wise to do so. If scientists could create a pill that lets you live twice as long while remaining free of infirmities, would you take it? If one considers only the personal benefits of a longer life would bring, the answer might seem like a no-brainer. People could spend more quality time with loved ones, watch future generations grow up, learn new languages, or master new musical instruments, try different careers, or travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
What about society as a whole?
Oh, God, can you imagine if you would have to buy Christmas gifts for 19 generations?
Could you imagine if society was a whole? Ugh.
19 generations. Well, you'd have lots of time to save money in stocks and whatnot. And
you would,
interest.
But still, it's just remembering all their names and birthdays and stuff like that.
You're a terrible person.
I'd shoot myself.
Many more years of pretending. Ugh.
Well, it says, what about a society as a whole? Would it be better off if lifespans were doubled? The question is one of growing relevance and serious debate about it as goes back as at least a few years to the Kronos Conference on Longevity Health Sciences in Arizona. Gregory Stock, the director of Program on Medicine, Technology, and Societies at UCLA's School of Public Health, answered the question with an emphatic yes. A doubled lifespan, Stock said, would give us a chance to recover from our mistakes, lead us toward longer-term thinking, and reduce healthcare costs by delaying the onset of expensive diseases of aging. It would also raise raise productivity and by adding to our prime years. Bioethicist Daniel Callahan, a co-founder of the Hastings Center in New York, didn't share Stock's enthusiasm. Callahan's objections were practical ones. For one thing, he said, doubling lifespans won't solve any of our current social problems. We all have war, poverty, and all sorts of issues around, and I don't think any of them would be helped at all by having people live longer, Callahan said in a recent telephone interview. The question is, what will we get as a society? I suspect it won't be a better society. So, socialists, again, railing against another thing that would be a benefit for an individual. It's quite interesting.
It would be a benefit for an individual, but I do think that overall, our society probably would suffer.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I think if we were able to have people live forever, I think one thing that we'd focus on much more rapidly would be space exploration, which is would probably be a good thing.
Boring.
And then we could take all the people that we don't give the treatment to and just shoot them into space.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
I think we need to talk more about space exploration because Mike thinks it's boring when we come back.
All right, we'll do that. Unless you want to call and talk about something different, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can call and take control. Talk about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Completely toll-free. And it's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And your mother.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, son.
Got anywhere else to go with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But you ruined it.
Good. Ruined it. That's
just
what I
like. You ruined your relationship with your real
ruined.
Mom.
I don't know my real mom, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, I'm sure she's nice.
Yeah, I'm not. Now, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can check out the live streaming. That's right, a broadband stream, a dial-up stream. For people who maybe can't hear the show in their local markets, you're listening to the podcast and you want to know how you can listen live and participate, you can do it through the live streaming at freetalklive.com. Plus,
that's a broadband stream?
We have a broadband stream.
The Donnas are a broadband. Da-dun-tsh.
So if you like what you're hearing, another
if you like what you're hearing for some reason and you want to hear more cringe radio.
Plus, another thing that you get sometimes when you're listening to the live stream is a little bonus. Like, for example, tonight on every break, there have been things that don't go out over the air. We're just having a little fun for our internet listeners.
We're hoping somebody's having fun.
Speak for yourself, jerks.
At freetalklive.com. Now, before the break, we were talking about immortality, and if we were all to live forever, what sort of an impact would it have on our society? And that brought us to the topic of space exploration as well. So I don't know if we want to talk more about immortality or about space.
Well,
Mike thinks NASA's a fraud or a joke or something.
Yeah, that's a scam.
The scam, which
I agree with, but I'm
Okay, listen to this. Ever since NASA started going up with their shuttle program, we could see less stars in the sky. Explain that.
What, you think they're blowing up stars?
Well, 50 years ago in Chicago, you could see more stars than you could today, and the space program is my explanation for why you
50 years ago, there was less smog in Chicago.
No, it's a space program.
Yes. Is it? Really?
They're taking down our stars.
Hey, you need to make a song about that. Like a sad song.
They're taking down our stars.
Deny it all you want, but that's what's happening.
So I think that if we were to actually have immortality, I think what would happen is people would end up, we'd have a way, right now we can't send out ships to other planets because people would just die on the way. I mean, you would have to have either an immense ship or some way of having people live forever. And if they could live forever, then we could just send people to other planets to colonize and do that sort of thing. You know?
That's true, because the trip there wouldn't be so bad, you know.
Well, it wouldn't be great.
It wouldn't be great. But one of the problems is, like, with far-off planets right now, people won't live to get there, you know?
Right, it would take hundreds of years to travel.
Exactly. But yes, you could just send, four or five people, and they could spawn enough others to start a small colony by the time they get there.
Wait, what planets are you talking about? What planet would take 100 years to get to?
Alpha Centauri, for example.
That's not a planet?
That's a star. But we're supposing that there are, you know, life-supporting planets around there. We haven't really discovered planets that are, you know, whatever they would call
class I've seen plenty M. pictures of space. We have 8 planets.
Right. How many of those can you just go wander around on?
Yeah, hold on. Let's just go hang out on,
I've seen Jupiter. I've seen people ice skating on Jupiter.
Jupiter is a planet made of gas. It's hot.
Yeah, that's what they say about you.
They do, actually.
They do. Well, they
I'm a planet made of gas, and I'm hot.
You are, quite. And you definitely have your own gravitational pull. I feel drawn to you right now.
You like my rings? And my moons?
Oh, God.
Okay, so anyway, immortality.
Losers.
More about how that would impact our society.
Yes, I guess we should talk about that.
And then Mark should never go out of town again.
No, they should. They should go out of town. They need to get to know each other on a more personal level. That's the way I think. I think that the two of them...
They sit in a tiny, hot room for 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, just staring into one another's eyes.
And the guy doesn't even have his shirt on.
While Ian wears no shirt and eats pasta.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, we've got this AMP milestone on the website for $2,500. Once we get $2,500 in recurring monthly AMP contributions, we're going to have an in-studio webcam. And I'm just wondering whether or not that's a deterrent.
Yeah, will Ian wear a shirt once you have the webcam?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he will or if he won't. Because
does he ever wear a shirt?
He does. He's normally wearing a shirt when I get here. He takes it off when the show starts.
That is
it's
sick.
Showtime.
Every time I've come down, what has it been, 2 or 3 times now?
Twice.
Both times, shirtless.
Yeah. Now, was he shirtless when you got here, or did he disrobe for you?
No, he came out in a towel when I got here. Yeah. He was actually... never mind.
And it's so... Like, that's the thing, though. If we get the webcam in here, you're going to turn it on. First of all, you're just going to be watching us talk to one another. You already hear us talk to one another. It's not that much more exciting to see it taking place.
No, it is, because Ian does the show on a unicycle.
While juggling flaming badgers.
Naked.
And then it's just watching us sit in a tiny hot room, talk to one another with Ian half naked. I don't know that that's something everybody's going to want to watch. I know I don't want to watch it, and I'm in here.
Does he have chest hair? I don't remember chest hair.
I don't recall. You know, you were going to try and catch me on that and be like, oh, why are you looking at his chest so close?
No.
Okay, I'm going to segue now and talk about this. So you said they spend lots of time together in a room?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to segue that back to immortality. In that Richard Kalish, a psychologist who considered the social effects of life extension technologies, thinks a longer lifespan will radically change how we view marriage. In today's world, for example, a couple in their 60s who are stuck in a loveless but tolerable marriage might decide to stay together for the remaining 15 to 20 years. But their lives... if their lives were longer, that might be different.
Yeah, you'll have to think a whole lot harder about Till Death Do Us Part if that could be a couple thousand years.
Harder, longer, we'll do it.
If you got something to talk about, we'll take your call, 1-800-259-9231. Only a couple minutes left. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. But if you want to call, you got to do it now because we've only got a couple minutes left. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Michael.
Yep, and you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all of the free stuff we have available there for you. The BBS, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, the wiki, all kinds of good stuff. And if you like all of the things that we have available there for you on freetalklive.com and you like what you're hearing on this show, we're asking for a little bit of help. We have a program called AMP. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote.
Promote, yeah.
And all we ask is if you like the show and you like the message that we're spreading and you want to help us be able to get this message onto more radios and onto more portable music players, that you help us out with as little as $3 a month, and that money goes right back into helping to advertise, market, and promote the show. Helps us pay for magazine ads. It helps us fund the...
SpaghettiOs.
It helps us fund our SpaghettiO addictions. Mm-hmm. And...
yes.
It just does, it helps us with all of the funds that we need in order to be able to help get this show in front of more program directors on radio stations. And in that, I can't even speak. I had this. You know, it's the last couple minutes and I'm just
on air meltdown.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just going to break down and cry and then cut myself.
To see how much it bleeds?
To see how much it bleeds and to see if the pain in my arm can soothe the pain in my soul.
Feel again.
Yeah.
I can't feel anymore.
Torgo reading Guns and Ammo, cutting himself in the corner of a bathroom. Good times.
All you right. Saw that picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, to lay out the last of these social implications of aging here. Workplace, working, I mean, we just talked about marriages. Obviously, if people live for, you know, 140 to, like, 500 years, obviously a marriage is going to be a much larger commitment, and people's attitudes towards that are going to change. Working longer, I mean, careers would be huge. A lot more time would be spent working. You know, if you have people staying in their jobs for 100 years, that's going to make it really tough for young people to move in and get ahead. You know, obviously, if people like the idea of delayed gratification, that's going to be a wonderful chance to experiencing it.
So, yeah, that's true.
Justices sitting on the bench for 100 years would have pretty powerful influence in the shape of social institutions.
Oh, God, and the Senate with no term limitations. You could have the same senators for 900 years.
Ooh.
Strom Thurmond, if this was already in place, Strom Thurmond would have been in the Senate until the year 3092.
Right? What about Uma Thurman? What she'd be doing?
Kill Bill, part 906.
See?
You know, aging, you know, the amount of time to act, people would have, increasingly different attitudes towards the young and the old, because there would be such a huge difference between, you know, people who are older and people who are younger, especially if they appeared mostly the same because of our age differences. But you might have somebody who's, you know, 60 appearing the same as somebody who's 40, you know, because of anti-aging advances. You know, you never know. It says the nation might commit less of its intellectual energy and social resources to the cause of initiating the young and more to the cause of accommodating the old. Also, the quality of life might suffer. In a world that truly belonged to the living would be very different, and perhaps a much diminished world focused too narrowly on maintaining life and not sufficiently broad on building the good life.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll all just kind of have to wait and see what happens, if we even get to that point. But,
yeah,
who knows. Anyway,
interesting.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Mike D for taking the time to sit in with us tonight. And if you want to hear some more of him, you can check him out on Wednesdays and Saturdays at redbarradio.com/vote/vote. We're out of here for tonight. Johnson and I will be back tomorrow for the Saturday edition of the show. Until then, check us out online at freetalklive.com.
That's it.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you...